Started discussing yesterday some halachas related to the recital of the bracha of Shachayanu on Rosh Hashanah night during Kiddush. We spoke of the shaila when one makes Kiddush and says Shachayanu on the first night. If one were to have a new fruit on the first night, when one is not required to do so because everyone agrees that one should say Shachayanu for Kiddush, for Yom Tov itself, we saw a Shilin Poskim, whether one is allowed on the first night to use the Shachayanu of Kiddush to be Yotze with on the new fruit. And we saw yesterday, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Mincha Shlomo, and I saw quotes off from Avayashiv, that on the first night when there is a Chiv to say Shachayanu, according to all opinions, for Kiddush, one should not rely on that Shachayanu for the Shachayanu on the fruit, because as Shlomo Zalman said, two different Shachayanus. One's a Shachayanu on the Zman, on the Yom Tov. One's a Shachayanu on the fruit, two separate inyanim, two separate halachos. One should say the Shachayanu in Kiddush and bring the fruit out later and say a separate Shachayanu on the fruit. That's on the first night. However, on the second night, when, as we mentioned yesterday, there is a machlokas, harishonim, whether one is supposed to say Shachayanu in Kiddush or not, so the Shulchan Aruch advises us that we bedafka should have a new fruit out on the table the second night. So we bedafka want the Shachayanu of the Kiddush to also be the Shachayanu on the fruit. So that, of course, is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Then we discussed, well, if someone amongst the Mesubim, amongst the household members, wants to say his own Shachayanu, so some have that practice, he's allowed to do so, but if he chooses to be Yotzev, the Shachayanu of the Mekadesh, of the one making Kiddush, so in that regard, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and Chelek Beis advises that if you're being Yotze with the Shachayanu of the Mekadesh, then you should not, if you can be Yotze with the Shachayanu of the Mekadesh, but if you're Yotze with your own Shachayanu, you should not answer Amen to the Shachayanu of the Mekadesh. So two options, either Yotze with the Shachayanu of the Mekadesh, in which case you say Amen to his Shachayanu, you don't say your own Shachayanu, but if you choose to make your own Shachayanu, so then, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa advises that one who is making his own Shachayanu should not say Amen to the Shachayanu of the Mekadesh, because that would be an unnecessary hefsik for him between the Kiddush and the drinking of the wine. Since he's making his own Shachayanu afterwards, he should not be answering Amen to the Shachayanu of the Mekadesh. Moving on to some other issues related to that same general discussion. When does one say Shachayanu in relation to the bracha on the fruit? What comes first? This is a question all year round. You're making Shachayanu on a fruit. You're also making a bar per eitz. Which bracha comes first? The Shachayanu or the ha'eitz? Now the truth is, if you look in Simon Reish Chaf Hei in Shulchan Aruch, the Shachayanu that one recites on a fruit, really, strictly speaking, can be recited simply upon seeing the fruit. It's not dafka eating the fruit, it's simply upon seeing the fruit. It's just that, as you mentioned yesterday, because not everyone has always such simcha when seeing the fruit, so the minhag evolved to always say the Shachayanu, not when I see it, but when I eat it. Because at least then, there are those that will only be besimcha when eating it, not as much when seeing it, so we reserve and hold off on the Shachayanu until eating the fruit. So, one might argue, well, if the bracha is initially really supposed to be recited upon seeing the fruit, then presumably you should say the Shachayanu first, and then say your ha'etz, and then eat the fruit. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Reish Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, he quotes the Prima Gadim, that l'chatchila, it's appropriate for one to say the Shachayanu first, and then make the bracha on the fruit. He says, b'di'eved, if you made the bracha on the ha'etz first, and then you said the Shachayanu, okay, b'di'eved, he says, that's not a hefsik. But l'chatila, he advises, saying the Shachayanu first, followed by the bracha on the fruit. He says, alternatively, if you want, Mishnah Berurah writes, you can say your ha'etz, take a bite, and then say Shachayanu. That also says you can do. And as like a b'di'eved option, he says, if you say ha'etz, Shachayanu, and then take a bite, b'di'eved, that's not a hefsek. So writes the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Chaf Hei Sivkat Yud Aleph. In Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes that there are others that prefer the minog of saying the ha'etz first and then the shachianu. Why is that? The svar given for that is tadir, b'shenu tadir, tadir kodem. I more usually say the bracha of ha'etz, so therefore I say that bracha first, and the shachianu then I say second. And since it has become the minog to say the bracha of shachianu b'shas achila, so it's not considered a hefzik. So that's what the Piskei Teshuvos here quotes. He quotes it b'shem the Hagos Chasam Sofer. He says that although the Chasam Sofer himself said Shachianu first, nonetheless, he does quote this minog to say Ha'etz, then Shachianu, because Tadir, B'shenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So that's the Piskei Teshuvos. Which then raises an interesting question. So if the Mishnah Berurah says, in general, l'chatchila one should say Shachianu first, then the Ha'etz, then take a bite. Others justify the practice of saying Ha'etz first, then Shachianu, because Tadir B'Shenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, so the Ha'etz comes first, then comes the Shachianu. But what happens second night Rosh Hashanah? We say Kiddush, we say Shachianu in the Kiddush. That Shachianu is really going on the fruit. That's clearly not Tadir B'Shenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. That's clearly going with the approach of the Mishnah Berurah that one should say Shachianu first. Apparently, nonetheless, that is obviously what the Mekadesh does. Perhaps those that say their own Shachianu, they then have that option of saying the Ha'etz first and the Shachianu second because of Tadir, B'shenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. But the Mekadesh certainly would be saying the Shachianu first and the Ha'etz, obviously, after Kiddush. Okay, so that's in terms of when to say the Bracha. What is the more common minug? Ha'etz first, Shachianu first? What's the more common minug? What do the Machzorim have? Ha'etz first and Shachianu second. That's the more common practice. Okay? So, yesh v'yesh, minhagim on either side of the coin. That's the next question. So we just discussed which bracha comes first, Shachianu, then Ha'etz, or Ha'etz, then Shachianu. Mishnah Berurah recommends Shachianu first, Ha'etz second. More common, popular practice seems to be Ha'etz first, followed by Shachianu. Question is now, when do you eat it? Two options. Either I can eat the fruit on the second night, right after Kiddush, before Hamotzi. The benefit in doing that is that if I'm being Yotze with the Shachianu of Kiddush, so then I want to eat my fruit as close to Shachianu as possible. So right after Kiddush, I should do it. Mitzad Sheni, if I eat my fruit before Hamotzi, I now involve myself in a Shaila, a Safik Lahalacha. Do I say a Bracha Achrona on the fruit because I've eaten it before I washed? Or do I assume that my benching of the Suda somehow exempts me from the Bracha Achrona on my fruit? So either way you go, you're kind of stuck. What should you do? So, in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasuch Chelek Beis, Perek Mem Zayin, he writes, better to eat the fruit only after Hamotzi. That way you avoid the shaila of the Bracha Achrona, because I've eaten it as part of the Seuda, and therefore my Bracha Samazon covers the Bracha Achrona on the fruit. Mitzad Sheni, what do you do about the Shachianu? Shachianu is now somewhat distant from the eating of the fruit. So Rav Nevinzal in his Piskei Halacha suggests the following. He says, if you want to eat the fruit right after Kiddush, before Hamotzi, and that way you have the advantage of not waiting too long after the Shachianu before eating the fruit, how do I avoid the problems of Bracha Achrona? He says, very simply, restrain your appetite. Just take a small, small taste of the fruit, not enough to be chayv in Bracha Achrona, less than a kazayas. That way you have it both ways. I'm for sure not chayv in a Bracha Achrona, because I eat less than a kazayas. At the same time, I was toeim, I tasted from the fruits. I ate it right after the Shachianu. I have the best of both worlds. That requires some self-control then. You know, if you're somewhat hungry after a long day running around, you come time for Kiddush, should be too eager to eat too much of the fruit, because then you get yourself involved in this suffix of Bracha Acharona. What's the more common minhag in that regard? Fruit before, after Hamotzi, what does everyone do? Fruit what? When? Fruit after Hamotzi. Oh, okay. Fine, so again, yesh v'yesh, Kornish Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, better to eat it after Hamotzi. Those who eat it before Hamotzi, Rav Nevinzal advises, eat less than a shear, small taste, less than a kazayas, so that way you avoid the shaila of the bracha acharona. I'm sorry? No simcha and having only a small amount. The simcha is when you see it, thinking about it, you're going to be enjoying it. That's the simcha. Okay. They call it Vayashav as well, like Shemir Shabbos, that the minhag is to eat the fruit during the Suda, after the Hamotzi. Okay, so that seems to be a Vayashav's preference, and that of the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Okay, so far we discussed the Shaila of saying your own Shachianu, and then not answering Amen to the Shachianu of the Mekadesh. We discussed the Shaila of when to say the Shachianu, before or after the Ha'etz, and the Shaila as to when to eat the fruit, before or after Kiddush. There is as well, it's important to be aware, the Hiratzon that we recite for the Simin Tov. So, Medina de Gemara, it seems like simply having the fruit on the table, or the fish head, or the carrots on the table, is enough grounds for saying the Hiratzon. And if Nevin Sol writes, he says, if for whatever reason one is not interested in eating, somehow the sight of a fish head kind of doesn't sit well with your appetite, you're not really so interested in tasting the fish head. Okay, so there's no problem at all saying the Hiratzon, even if one doesn't want to eat from the simanim. You have the simanim in front of you, that's also enough basis and evidence or reason to say the Hiratzon. And there are also the Hiratzon, there are different nuschos, whether one says it with Shem Hashem, one doesn't say it with Shem Hashem. Different machzorim have different nuschos. If Nevin Sol writes, he says that as long as you have kavana, you can say it with Shem Hashem. That's not a concern. Obviously, proper kavana is the most important component and critical issue.